Angela Berry, who is the Lansing School District's Foreign Language Assistance Program Specialist. Angela, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about that program.
Well, we currently have a Lansing Otsu Middle School Exchange Program, and we are working to send 12 of our Lansing Middle School students to Otsu, Japan in November 2012.
Angela, how important is it that our students are learning foreign languages?
It is very important, especially for Japanese. We have over 400 Japanese companies in the state of Michigan. And the Lansing School District offers four foreign languages. We offer Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, and French. And we currently offer Chinese preschool through 12th grade and Japanese 6th through 12th grade.
All right. I know depending on what a student chooses to focus on as far as career goals may dictate what language they might take. But from your perspective, what's the most important language that a worker could take out into the workforce?
Right now, I would say Chinese or Japanese. Chinese is one of our most, well, it is the most widely spoken language in the world, and then Japanese is extremely important when it comes to business contacts.
That's surprising. I thought Spanish would be right up in there.
And Spanish as well, definitely.
tell us about the... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Our grant is focusing on Chinese and Japanese.
Okay. James here, our producer, was an exchange student. Tell us about the experience. What is the experience the exchange student has?
The experience that exchange student has, especially with our Japanese middle school exchange program, they would go and they would stay with a host family, and they would also get to attend school with a student their age. A middle school student their age.
How long is that?
It's for a week.
Okay. That's got to be challenging. Do most of the students who go on this exchange have enough language experience to be able to understand what's going on around them?
Most of the students are currently enrolled in Japanese language classes, and they are also attending biweekly meetings to learn more Japanese throughout the summer and to also learn more about the Japanese culture. And also their host families, it's possible that they could know some English as well.
Tell us about the length of the program, how long it's been going on, and the students who go for a week, do they end up going back maybe for a longer period of time, 6 months or a year?
Our program started in 1995, and at first it started where the students were going to Japan every year, and the Japanese students were coming here to Lansing every year, but then it started to dwindle off to every other year, and the last time the students went was in 2008 due to lack of funding. But now we are starting the program again, and we're having many fundraising events, and we're working very hard to send these students to Japan, and every other year, the Japanese students have been coming here to Lansing.
How much does it cost to send a student over to Japan, and do you get any support from the Lansing School District?
Each student is responsible for earning $2,500 themselves, and the Lansing School District is helping us to raise that money through these fundraising efforts.
All right. And speaking of funding, you are having a fundraiser on a Sunday. Tell us about that.
Yes. Sunday at noon at Buffalo Wild Wings, we're going to have a presentation about our Lansing Otsu Middle School Exchange Program. And many of our Otsu delegates will be there explaining why they want to participate in this exchange program. And the presentation will go from noon to 12:30, followed by a silent auction. And we currently have many wonderful items for our auction. We have about 30 items, including a top-to-bottom house cleaning service by Helping Hands, valued at $300. We have a pair of 7-day Common Ground tickets, several really good items. The community has been really generous and donated a lot of things to our students.
Angela, have you been an exchange student?
I haven't, but I did live overseas for 2 years, and I worked overseas for 2 years, and it really changed my life having that kind of experience and new perspective on the world.
How did it change your life, and how do you think it'll change the students' lives as they go through that experience?
Well, it definitely promotes international friendships and global mindedness. These students are going to leave with a new perspective on the world and also a new perspective on themselves, and how they view themselves will be differently. Many of these students may have not have even left Lansing, Michigan, so this is going to be different for them.
All right, so Sunday at Buffalo Wild Wings at high noon, folks can, and that's in East Lansing on Albert Street, folks can go there. The event is scheduled from noon until what time?
Until 1:30.
Okay, and go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. People can come from 11 a.m. until close, and if they bring a gift certificate that is located on our website, which is lansing-otsu.org, and turn that in with their bill, then 20% of the sales will go to our exchange program as well.
All right. One last time for folks who want more information, where do they go?
They can go to lansing-otsu.org.
All right. Angela Berry is the Lansing School District's Foreign Language Assistant Program Specialist. Buffalo Wild Wings, high noon on Sunday. Help them raise the necessary funds to send our students here in Lansing over to Japan. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thank you. You have a great day.